This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. We're joined by Mike Tenuram. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, at this time of year, you'd think we'd want to focus on the United States. We'll get to it, but Brazil, South America, is the place the action really is happening at this time. What's going on with that second crop corn?
Well, essentially, it stopped raining on the second crop corn in Brazil about 30 to 40 days ago. And because of that, we're starting to see some dryness issues develop. On top of that, it's been much warmer than normal, especially in the southern growing areas where about half of the crop is produced. So we would more than likely classify this as a flash drought if there were a true definition of that term. But essentially, starting around April 2nd, the rain stopped, it turned dry, it turned hot, and going forward, there's nothing on the horizon here for a while. This is a significant problem potentially for the southern third of corn production, with the main reason being that they started pollinating in the beginning of April, and they didn't see much rain throughout the entire month. It's staying dry now, and we only have some chances for rain starting up in about 10 to 14 days. Normally, the southern third of the crop would receive around 4.5 to 5 inches of rain in the month of May, and even a little bit more than that in the month of April. And at this point, we could go through this entire period of April 1st through about the middle of May with very little to no rain in a lot of these areas. So that's a problem. As we head to the north, that northern two-thirds of corn production, well, they were pretty wet from February into March and even into the beginning of April. But the dry season is establishing weeks ahead of normal. This started about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and we don't think there'll be much rain for the rest of the growing season for the northern two-thirds of that crop. So it's going to take a little bit here to figure this one out. But historically, when May is unusually dry, you have below-trend corn yields. We've seen that several times going back to about 2003, and yields ended up anywhere from about 6% below trend to about 23% below trend. And the USDA, or at least WASDE, was using a near exact trend yield to come up with their 92 million metric tons corn for Brazil. So this is what we need to figure out. Is this happening again? Is history repeating right now? Keep in mind, Todd, we haven't seen this for a while. Only two of the last seven Aprils in the second crop corn belt of Brazil were drier than normal. So we've been accustomed here to some wet growing seasons for that crop, and this is not going to be one of them.
If you go further to the south there, Argentina suffered through a serious drought. Their growing season has ended, although it appears that they're going to get some rainfall this week.
They're going to see a lot of rainfall. We've been seeing rainfall numbers keep on piling up and piling up over the last couple of weeks. Nothing highly unusual to this point, but the potential issue is what happens here over the next week. We have a very large system that's going to move through the region, starting up Saturday and Sunday, and then lingering through the first half of next week. A lot of the rainfall numbers we're seeing out of Argentina are looking very impressive, somewhere on the order of 2 to 4 inches, with isolated amounts of 6 to 8 inches. The entire month of May in Argentina only receives about 1 to 2 inches. So this is highly anomalous. They have a more distinct rainy season and dry season than what we would see here in the U.S. So May is not the time of the year that you normally get rain. They're harvesting now, and this is poorly timed.
And finally, come here to the United States. We've had some rainfall. What do you see looking into next week?
Well, next week is going to be a little bit cooler than what we saw this week, but still pretty close to normal. So this cold pattern we've been in is pretty much a thing of the past now. We are going to see some rain here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, and maybe a little bit more right after that as a notably warmer period reassembles here in about 10 days. Coverage and amounts don't look too impressive today, but we're going to have to keep an eye on that because Iowa saw a lot of rain over the last couple of days. So did parts of Illinois. There's still some rain taking place as of Thursday afternoon. So we'll just need to be keeping an eye on that to see if that starts to impact planting a little bit going forward.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, that sounds great, Todd. See you then.
That, of course, Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.